we have zoologists here or anthropologists here or people that understand more life forms than just human beings.
And George, remember recently I had on Coast the Navy Chief Yeoman Thomas Coleman Shepherd?
Yes.
And he was in Okinawa at the White Beach Naval Base on Thanksgiving night of 1976. That would be 1 year after this conversation between Ronnie Sequoy and the Colonel Flight Surgeon at from Ohio. And Thomas Coleman Shepherd described the black and white photographs that he and two other colleagues saw in a classified vault. And the photographs were in files that were stamped MAJIC, which is the classification stamp for Majestic 12 in all the leaked documents that I, Bob, and Ryan Wood and others have seen. Well, in those drawings, he drew for me what he remembered of the photograph, and one of the details were long, thin fingers that had pads on the end. Now, that is a correlation with this autopsy description. Thomas Coleman Shepherd also said that it was odd that it looked like skin, but the skin, he even used the term, the skin was wrinkled, like you would think of cloth being wrinkled, but he thought they were nude. This idea that we are dealing with entities that were retrieved in the late 1940s, from vehicles, aerial vehicles that were described by our own government in a variety of documents as interplanetary, celestial, and finally, enemy weapons systems, as they were later on described. And when you realize that you have a body that this flight surgeon, as he's describing to Ronald Sequoy, is seeing skin, quote, that is not organic, and he's seeing eyes that are not organic. They are described as optical instruments, and today we have a word for this. It is called android.
Yes.
With robotic parts. And I want to reinforce another paragraph from what I still think is one of the most important books ever contributed from firsthand military intelligence knowledge, and that is The Day After Roswell, that was first released in 1997 and was authored